Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Schneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. This is the 82-year-old gentleman who, with history of, well, they got 80, sorry, 80-year-old gentleman, status post-hospitalization with lower extremity edema and coughing. Patient was admitted to Methodist Hospital almost the whole month of January. He was taken off the metformin. He was diagnosed with acute congestive heart failure and acute kidney injury. His EF was reported at 10 or 15%, and he was made a DNR and palliative care was consulted, period. Over the past few weeks, patient has continued to lose weight, has continued to be short of breath. Patient subsequently was placed on 70/30 insulin, and blood sugars slowly are adjusting, period. Patient is found to be fatigued, weighs fatigued with the ejection fraction of 10 to 15% max. Period. Patient is having a hard time with taking Lasix because of his kidney issues, and because he's in stage 3 kidney failure, and Lasix complicates his renal function. Period. He is not eating very much. He's lost about 10 pounds since the last hospitalization. He has a KPS score of 40%. He's very weak. He becomes weak. He becomes and short of breath, but shortness of breath exacerbates with any type of activity, hence his total ADL dependent. And because of his severity of his weakness, he's becoming bedbound and now bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient is expected to do poorly, is hospice appropriate, and expected to die within 6 months. Thank you.